Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. En croissant de vous, Marie Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast. French toast.
Minnie, bonsoir. It is a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock. Nice start today. Random Facts with Jay Scott coming up, followed by our $10 food on the pop. Quiz, but first,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's going to be a pretty good day today. We had a little front that drifted through the area during the night, a couple of light showers, so a lot of sunshine after maybe some morning clouds here. High temperature up around 60, clear, cold tonight. Overnight low 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, but a nice day, high in the low to mid 60s. We like quiet weather because we know what's coming. Thursday looks dry, upper 60s, increasing clouds. Risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm Friday night, low 70s. Then mid 70s Saturday, that's the severe weather risk day. We notice now that the National Weather Service has enhanced risk of severe weather through the entire area. And enhanced risk, that's a level 3 on the 5 level, okay? And they are going out on the limbs and saying 9 a.m. in the west and all the way to 6 p.m. So starting in the morning on Saturday and continuing the risk through the day into the early evening. We'll keep an eye on it. This includes all modes of severe weather, 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and maybe some tornadoes. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies and a little brisk out there, 53 degrees at 7:04.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Plumbing by Luke Wire is now my go-to plumber, and boy, oh boy, there were times when a few years ago when I didn't know who to call, and I would go down the yellow pages and say, no, not them. No, I had trouble with them. No, no. But Plumbing by Luke Wire is now my go-to plumber. They've been in the business for over 20 years. I wish I would have known about that 20 years ago, but they're second to none in the River Region, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, because plumbing, as we all know, picks the worst time to be a problem. They'll fix it. And by the way, with that whole house plumbing inspection, they'll look for, problems that are lurking that you don't know about that might become big problems maybe while you're out of town. They can spot them and fix them before they become a big problem. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Have you heard what's happening in Finland?
No, I've not.
Check this out. Songs for All Occasions, 7:05.
20, 24 hours a week. I wanna move to Finland. Couple more hours in my bed asleep. I wanna move to Finland. Just get me to Helsinki. Life will be so great. Working, working, working only 6 hours a day. We all are workaholics in the United States. No, 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 no. I wanna na na na, I wanna na na na. I wanna move to Finland. I wanna na na na, I wanna na na na. I wanna move to Finland.
They are the first country to declare a 24-hour work week. Oh. And that's 4 days, 6 hour days. I'm assuming you get a break here and there, maybe some time for lunch. They're trying all of these things like the 4 day work week, 4 10 hour days, Fridays off. I don't know that that can ever be as widespread as we might like to think it will be.
Pick certain businesses like ours.
Right, yeah. You know, you're not going to find that in retail. You're not going to find it in, you would find that in retail. You could find that in retail, part-time workers, that sort of thing.
Law enforcement, no. Medical, probably not.
Well, you could. It's just you would hire more people to cover the shifts. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You would have to, so one guy works for the six-hour shift, and then when he's done, somebody else takes over the six-hour shift.
Would you rather work 4 10-hour days a week or 5 8s?
4 10-hour days, I think.
I feel like I kind of do 5 10s already.
Yeah. You probably do.
I can kind of relate, but see, I don't look at this as work. This is fun. So I'm lucky, but I'll tell you what, God taught me a significant lesson.
The couch is fun, too.
About 20 years ago. Waiting tables at the Fountain Diner and working as a telemarketer and these weird little jobs I had to take while I was working my way back into the business. And it, you know, it's one here, 3 hours, sitting in the studio for 3 hours, or being stuck outside. That's the only time when time drags, when you can't get back in the building and you're supposed to be on the radio. Last time that happened to me, I was working for Rick. That was in 1992. Put Witchy Woman on, had just enough time to run out to the back porch of the station and sneak a cigarette in. And as the door closed, I know somebody had removed the entire locking mechanism.
Right.
There was no way to open it. There wasn't even a doorknob.
Oh, wow.
So I went, my car was parked out in front. I get into that, and I listened to Witchy Woman fade and silence.
Yeah.
So then I had to make that phone call that every disc jockey hates to make. Boss, yeah. I'm locked outside the building and we have dead air.
Happened to me during Evil Woman by ELO, and I don't know how I get back in. I don't remember. But the back door closed. I said, uh-oh.
Well, good, I don't feel so alone now.
Uh-oh.
Never had that problem.
Brian Jewelry in Prattville knows, was it 38 days now till Valentine's Day?
That's right.
Or as John Madden calls it, Valentine's Day.
Times.
And they're the folks that do such an amazing job. They did it at Christmas time for hundreds of people, and they do it for Valentine's Day every year, is help people find that gift. Whatever stage the relationship is in, whether it's relatively new, going steady, finding an appropriate gift, or for husband or wife. And when you're shopping for a friend or a birthday or other occasion, the amazing War Eagle and Roll Tide showcases that they have. One thing, though, if you have an idea, wow, this would be perfect, you can drive all over the state trying to find it, or you can just go straight to Brian Jewelry and have them create it. I have them working on a possum Christmas ornament.
What? Why a possum?
Because Janelle, that's my grandchildren.
She has a possum.
Penelope.
Oh, that's right. Of course. I knew that. I don't know why I asked that.
Yeah. Having it made from the old wedding jewelry. And it's really, I mean, I know some of you look at it, possums, great creatures, very, very big friends to mankind. Not necessarily the cutest things ever, but this little gold possum with the tail, which is the ornament hook, is really cool.
Oh, cool.
So that's going to be a Valentine's Day gift for her. They can cover it all. Just go in. Tell them about who you're shopping for, and they will help you to the right choice. They can modify a piece, and they're very competitively priced selection or created from scratch. And by the way, they have a club. Go to brianjewelry.com, join it, and you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, or brianjewelry.com. Random facts next. It is 7:10.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests in a Monday morning homicide. Montgomery police say 19-year-old Eric Johnson was found shot inside a car that had crashed in the 700 block of Coliseum Boulevard yesterday morning. Police believe the shooting happened near the site of the accident. A U.S. soldier who trained at Fort Rucker is among three people killed in an attack on a military base in Kenya. The family of Henry Mayfield Jr. of Hazelcrest, Illinois, confirms his death. The 23-year-old held the rank of Army Specialist. And Department of Corrections officials arrest four people on drug charges during visitation at Elmore Correctional Facility. Authorities say the drugs were found during pat-downs and vehicle searches during the visitation period. All four are being held in the Elmore County Jail. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It's a drug. It's quite literally a drug that speeds people up.
I've tried coffee, fiber, laxatives.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
In the mood for hot coffee? When you are, nothing else will satisfy.
It's good coffee. I'm going to drink it.
This is some real good coffee right there.
So wake me up.
trouble from everyone and get me a latte.
Don't mix up the two.
You know, I've had 35 cups of coffee this morning.
Can I get you some coffee?
I just need something to help me think straight.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Menthol Meredith.
U-Haul just announced that they ain't gonna hire smokers no more. Well, you're lost, U-Haul. The hardest working people I know are smokers. Except for every 30 minutes when we gotta take a quick 15-minute break. Us smokers, we're a tough bunch too. Like the old saying goes, neither snow nor rain nor heat will keep a smoker from stepping outside for a quick drag of a menthol. Asking U-Haul employees not to smoke is like asking a stripper not to use a pole. Hear me out. People get U-Hauls because they're moving. Moving is the number three most stressful life event behind death and tattoo removal. So why, in the pray tell, would you strip away the God-given human right to smoke a cigarette from employees that gotta deal with super stressed out folks all day? That makes about as much sense as a screen door on a submarine. And if you're thinking of moving anytime soon, why don't you haul your behind to another moving company? One that ain't discriminating against us smokers.
And now, Jay Scott, you haul it up here every day to do
random facts.
You haul it up.
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes, I do. We all haul it up here.
Yeah. Unless the door's locked.
You know.
That's your friend Rich saying that, not me.
I know, my dear, beloved, treasured friend Rich. Hey, it's the first time it's happened since 1992, so once every, what, 28 years?
I don't know if he got, because both of the steaks were good, or at least my steak was fantastic this morning, but I don't know if he got the better one. But maybe point. You'll think about that next time.
Good point.
I know somebody got some pie.
There's a piece. I split a big piece.
There's not.
It's gone?
It's gone, yeah.
That was originally yours, you know.
I saw half of it sitting on the kitchen table, and I was going to grab it when I got done with my steak. If that was for me, but yeah, well, it was already gone. So
who was the guy in the Bible that was going to divide the child in half?
Oh.
It's
man.
Magic.
I know you're.
I know that
King Solomon.
I don't know if it was him or not.
Well, I divided that pie into two pieces with surgical precision.
Well,
biblically,
what was
surgical?
It? What kind of pie was it?
Well, actually, cheesecake.
Oh, it was cheesecake.
Yeah,
that might have been one of your key limes.
And it's good.
Oh,
but I'm back on keto, man. I'm behaving again.
Okay. Did you know Mozart did not attend his father's funeral? Now. It doesn't go on to say that, but I did some research here. The reason he didn't attend the funeral was because the mail was very slow at the time. By the time he got word that his father had passed, the funeral had already taken place. But a week later, he threw a lavish ceremony for his deceased pet starling, complete with a procession, hymns, and a personal poem as well.
Well.
Probably as a tribute to his father, since he couldn't make it to his father's funeral.
Perhaps.
This next random fact, it's not anything that put a smile on your face, I suppose, but I never not want to talk about these people because you may not know about them, and they're worth knowing about for what they did. Officer by the name of John Perry, he was a New York Police Department officer. He was turning in his retirement papers on September 11th of 2001. The first plane hit the tower, and as that happened, he asked for his badge back, and he ran out to help. He was killed while assisting a woman in the South Tower as it collapsed. I don't like doing those. It's kind of a downer, but at the same time, I want you to know about these people, because I don't know about them, but I wanted you to know about them. So, shouldn't forget them.
That's an incredible story, you know, we've watched hours and hours of documentaries. There's always new stories.
There's a ton of stories,
still coming out.
You see and that they, lost, need to, they need to be retold and told.
You've seen the lost tapes.
Yes.
It's just, it's chilling.
You can't stop watching.
Chilling.
Can't stop watching.
Did you know actor Martin Sheen has been arrested more than any other celebrity in Hollywood? That's his claim to fame. 66 times.
The guy from West Wing?
For civil disobedience, yes.
More than Jane Fonda?
She's catching up.
I don't know. I don't know what her is.
But have you seen Martin Sheen acting up in the drugstore over some thing?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
And the little pharmacist, sweet little thing, says,
West Wing moment.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you know during a 1973 Rolling Stones tour in Australia, Keith Richards lived with a single mother and her son for about a week? He would take care of the baby while the mother was at work. Years later, in an interview, he recalled that there is somebody somewhere in a suburb in Melbourne who doesn't even know that I wiped his rear end.
Yeah.
He used a different word there, but yes.
Yeah. If he figures it out, you could have it tattooed.
Think about it. Keith Richards was here.
May not want to put it that way. That may not be the best.
Did you know that bald eagles are feeding in a suburban Seattle landfill, and they're dropping their trash leftovers in nearby residents' yards? The bird management plan that they came up with was to send drones to chase away the birds. That did not stop bald eagles. They ripped apart the drones.
Is that right?
Oh.
Wow, take that.
Yep. Then they tried scarecrow mannequins with safety vests and hard hats. This also did not stop the bald eagles.
The image is funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Think about it. You can't do anything about that. They're protected by laws. You can't. If they don't leave on their own, that's it. You can't do anything. You can't put an animal there that can kill them, because that's wrong.
Right. Same thing in Florida with the burrowing owl. If they set up a nest on your lawn, the city
you're protected,
county,
right?
Yeah, would come out and they put stakes in the ground and a little fence.
They're protected species. Yeah.
And I'll never forget one. I had my desk right up against the front window, and I was writing something, and I looked up, and the owl was sitting right there on the ledge looking back at me. Startled me a bit, but it was really cool.
What kind of owl again?
Burrowing owl, I believe.
Burrowing
owl.
Gotcha. Did you know the very first American citizen or American-born citizen to be president?
Very first American-born citizen to be
president. To become president, yes.
John Quincy Adams Jr.?
No.
No. That's a good one.
Zachary Taylor?
Nope.
That's a good one.
Franklin Pierce?
Nope.
Van Buren?
Nope. Oh, yes.
Van Buren?
Van Buren, yes.
Oh, I'm a winner.
I wanted to win that.
What do I win?
I don't know.
Burrowing owl.
Yeah, Martin Van Buren, the eighth president of the United States, was the first American-born citizen to be president. Did you know? Thanks to the mergers that Disney has made, they now own 17 out of the 20 top-grossing films of all time. They include the entire top five. For worldwide box office, they own the top four, or they own 14 out of the 20.
What's number one?
You'd have to let me. I'd have to go look. I don't know if it's Avatar still or not.
I hope not.
No, it's let's see. Is this top lifetime gross? Is The Force Awakens, the one that came out in 2015.
Star Wars. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that, I can accept that better than Avatar.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame is number two, and then Avatar is number three.
You know what Avatar was? Avatar was mass hypnosis that got people to go see it because it was the thing. And because nobody talks about that film. It's not one of those, you know.
If I had to do a book report on it, I couldn't really write about
it. It was revitalizing 3D. It kind of ushered in that revitalization of 3D, and of course that's dead now.
James Cameron, right?
Yep.
And the next one is supposed to come out in 2023.
Avatar 3? Would that be 3?
No, two. That'd be 2. Oh.
Yeah.
They haven't done a sequel yet.
No. My buddies here enjoyed top sirloin steak.
Very good steak.
Grilled. And you know what? My new slippers. These are so cool. I found these. I didn't get them at Food Outlet. But these are so great.
I wouldn't think you'd get those at Fruit Outlet.
You can get like Alabama hats and,
right. Yeah,
and merchandise,
yeah.
And yeah. Auburn hats and merchandise. They're indoor outdoor shoes, but they're great when it's a little bit cold outside to go out and grill. Perfect.
Sure.
And so I will be picking up more top sirloin at Food Outlet to grill for my buddies. $3.86 a pound, and I just happened to be in one of the chain stores over the weekend, and I checked the price on sirloin, $9.99 a pound. And I bought 2 pounds for under $8, and it grilled up very nicely. That's perfect. The review I got from my friend.
It was perfect today.
I used the, and in their spice department, there is a, I think it's called shotgun. It's a rub. Put a little of that on the steak, a sprinkle of cricket dust, which is one of the most best all-purpose spices you'll ever find.
Absolutely.
And a little shake of 7-pepper seasoning. That's all you need, and just grill it up. Good to go. And that special is good through today. Sirloin pork chops are 98 cents a pound. In the dessert department, Bluebell ice cream, full half gallon, $7.99 at the chain stores, $4.50 at Food Outlet. Get with the cost plus 10% and save real money every time you shop. I, last year, only missed one Sunday at Food Outlet because I was in Florida. Otherwise, 51 Sundays, I'm there on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Nice staff there with Danny Patterson and the team. Of course, Highway 14 in Millbrook and Main Street west of 31 in Prattville. Back with part the of Random Facts after we check traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Remember, the school zones are in effect for a little longer this morning. Watch out for the kids and the buses. We have a new accident on the Troy Highway. If you're headed inbound to Montgomery, as you pass Sweet Creek Farm Market and the Pike Road Village, you'll come to the intersection of Troy Highway and Jenkins Lane. That's where the accident is located. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Around town, we've got light to moderate traffic everywhere. We are very congested, though, on the East Boulevard, also at 331 and the East South Boulevard. The Interstate 65 and 85 are very busy this morning, but it is steady. A speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the comic shop, Plato's Closet, the ABC store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you want to appear younger? Like being 50 years old, but looking like an infant? Baby Yoda. It's the first makeup line to make you green with pointy ears. Baby Yoda. While everyone less cute is green with envy. The path to the dark side. Because somehow an alien puppet is cuter than their actual children. They got ugly babies. Even Killjoys who hate Star Wars admit they like Baby Yoda.
Maybe he's born with it.
Maybe it's Mandalorian.
And now, Yoda Man J. Scott with part two of
Random Facts.
You good?
Where do you come up with
this? You good?
Oh my God.
He said he had two, and I was like, oh, that's impressive.
Yoda.
It's impressive. That's the thing. I don't know who's calling, but I got to put him on hold. He doesn't know, or not that he doesn't know, it's just that, you know, you've got to do this five times every week, at least five times every week.
Yeah, now 10 times.
And I was going to stop 2 years ago, but I can't stop now.
Of course you can't, because people complain when you did.
Well,
don't stop till you get it enough.
I'm glad they appreciate.
When's your next focus group?
I think a week from today.
Okay. Great. It's usually on Tuesdays, and I know that's where you found out that people don't like it when you don't do a convoluted intro to your random facts.
This is very true.
Did you know, according to the book The Donut, History, Recipes, and Lore from Boston to Berlin, the stereotype of cops eating donuts was because the graveyard shift cops in the 40s and 50s had very few choices when it came to food. They could pack a lunch.
Uh-huh.
They could hope for an all-night diner on their route somewhere, or they could fill up on donuts. And that's where the whole stereotype came from.
We were watching Naked Gun 1, which is made in the 80s, and that opening scene with the Mars light that goes through all these weird places stops at a donut shop. Dozen donuts, $1.99.
Mm-hmm.
Times have changed.
Oh, yeah.
And so
Here's an aside. I don't know if they still do this, but at McDonald's, if a police officer came to the back door, they got free food.
Oh.
There's that, not necessarily a myth or anything, but there is that whole situation where a lot of these places would just offer them some free food.
Mm-hmm. We never refused.
And while you know, it wasn't considered a bribe, it was more considered a thank you for that.
Of course.
But it also put a police officer in your business. In early hours of the morning.
Right. That's a good point.
As sort of a protection.
That's certainly a good point.
Yeah.
And when I see a police officer at, like, GNS, I always buy their donuts for them.
Oh, wonderful. Listen,
I love that.
And thank them for their service.
The driveway next to me has a sheriff's car parked in it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I love that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you know the first death in World War II? I'm going to mispronounce this name, but it was Franciszek Hanoik. It was a German who was Polish descent. And I'm going to, that name.
I could probably do it if I could see it.
You probably could.
So a German was the first killed in the war.
A German of Polish descent, yes. The Gestapo murdered him, left his body at a radio station where they had dressed him, well, left his body at a radio station that the Gestapo, dressed in Polish uniforms, had attacked. The body helped prove Polish aggression to justify the Nazis' invasion of Poland the next day. It was kind of a setup.
Which was on September 1st, 1939, right? Are we talking about World War II?
Right. This happened on August 31st, 1939.
Yeah, September 1st is when they invaded Poland. Yeah.
He was an unfortunate victim of the Gliwice incident that was part of Operation Himmler, a false flag operation contrived by German Himmler and his deputy to aid German... to aid Hitler's plan to invade Poland. Did you know one single pair of rats can produce 500 million descendants in just 3 years?
God.
If they are left unchecked.
And that's why rat birth control is so important today. You know?
Abstinence. Just
say no.
Like a little rat rubbers or... I didn't say that. Back to you, Jay.
Okay, sure. Back to me. Did you know? Finally, did you know? And I did not know this. I'm not that I'm an expert on horses, but I bet Janelle might know this. Horses cannot breathe through their mouths. There's a flap of tissue called the soft palate, which blocks off the pharynx from the mouth of the horse, except when they swallow. This helps to prevent the horse from inhaling food, but it does not allow the use of the mouth to breathe, so they can't breathe through their mouth.
I've learned a lot about horses because Janelle rode for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Good old Slick. What I know is that they're amazing and beautiful creatures, but they are very fragile.
Cousin had a horse. Called him Booger.
And they sleep...
I'm not kidding.
And they sleep standing up, correct? Because they can't lay down, right? That's bad when they lay down?
I mean, I tell you what it taught Janelle. Janelle's a very handy young lady. She can, you know, do a lot of things around the house that I can't even do. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that came from the responsibility of taking care of the horse after you ride, because you got to clean.
There's a lot that goes into
grooming.
Yeah. And that's where I found Mane and Tail shampoo. Available at Preville Farm Center.
Do you sleep standing up?
No, I never. Okay. Never really.
Have you ever gone? I mean, in your older days of just, you know, going through what you've been through, do you ever find yourself sleeping while standing?
No, I was. I did have my face pulled out of a plate at a restaurant.
What was the food?
Do you remember?
Do you remember what the food was?
Pot roasted mashed potatoes.
I would imagine.
A proud day at Denny's.
Fortunately, it was in the private part of the restaurant. Hey, Greg.
Lose a contact?
You're laughing. I could have suffocated on the mashed potatoes.
That's true. This is true.
I had a buddy named Mike. We called him McGilla because he was built like a bouncer. He kind of picked me up by the back of my shirt and started wiping.
What restaurant was it? Do you remember?
Mr. Laughs, of all places.
Mr. Laughs?
Laughs?
Yeah.
Was it a comedy club?
No, it was a restaurant, and it was also a club, you know.
Okay.
For socializing. And
Florida, Chicago.
Right across from our radio station. Florida. And so everybody hung out there. I wasn't the only one that had an embarrassing moment.
Right, I'm sure, yeah.
7:35, if you want the rest of that story, tune in this afternoon and remind me and I'll tell it. All right, they're going to come up with a $10 food outlet pop quiz question, and I'm going to tell you about Jones Brothers. We certainly hope this is not the case. Rich has been talking about the potential for severe weather this weekend. And sometimes all it takes is a good microburst or a heavy rain to push through a crack in the roof and put that stain in the ceiling. Your first thought is, oh, do I have to replace the whole thing? You want that question answered by people with integrity. Jones Brothers, 8 decades of service. Nobody would stay in any business that long if they weren't playing it straight with people. And 99% of the time, if you get a water stain inside the house, that's all it is. They trace the source to the leak, seal it so it can't happen a second time, and dispatch a very talented painter who can touch it up and make it look brand new again, so you have to redo the entire ceiling. But when you need a roof replacement, these are the folks I recommend. They also, at jbroof.com, have examples of roofs they redid just to make sure their customer was 100% satisfied. So that's a rock-solid guarantee. They also do other features for your home. Replacement windows. We've had them do a couple of screen doors for us. And they can also do a screened-in patio using a new roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky and makes it usable year-round. 1-800-264-8009. Or visit jbroof.com. Let me grab this call from David. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, have you guys seen Linda Ronstadt's documentary?
Excellent.
Sound of My Voice?
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Isn't it?
It's on CNN Go. It's also on Amazon Prime. It is a must-see. I didn't know she was so versatile. I learned a lot about her.
Yeah, I completely forgot that she did some Broadway stuff, and even that, I was shocked. I was like, are her and Kevin Klein?
Yeah. And then that whole Spanish album that she did, I forgot about her Spanish upbringing. Wow. Amazing.
It was. And it was neat hearing, Don Henley and J.D. Salter talk about her, too, the early beginnings and stuff like that. So very, very.
I highly recommend it.
Need to see it, absolutely.
Glad you brought it up,
thanks for bringing it up, David. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we got to get that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question going with Quizmaster Jay.
Real quick about Linda, if you've got the CBS Access app, whatever, you can watch the Kennedy Center Honors because she was honored this year. Linda Ronstadt was. Yeah. She got a Kennedy Center honor. Kevin Klein gave a presentation for her as well.
I have a brand new appreciation for Linda Ronstadt.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about somebody that had been arrested more than any other celebrity in Hollywood. Ooh. How many times has Martin Sheen been arrested for civil disobedience?
And that's up through midnight last night.
Exactly. How many times?
272-9228, 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet nearest you at.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Welcome into the busiest part of the day. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are getting busy out there, and we got an accident, Troy Highway at Jenkins Lane. If you're inbound on Troy Highway as you pass Sweet Creek Farm Market and then the Pike Road Village, the accident's right there. It's a minor one. Use caution. Watch out for them. Currently, our most congested spots, Taylor at Vaughn, East Boulevard at I-85, spotty congestion on the Northeast Boulevard and East South Boulevard at the lights, I-65 and 85, both very busy this morning, very heavy traffic through the merge downtown. Be cautious, one little mistake can cause a lot of people a heartburn when we're this busy. All right. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will give you a minimum of $1,000 trade on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto their lot. Start the new year with a new car at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Okay, we're going to give Sonia the first shot at winning our pop quiz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
66, Tom.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got it.
All right.
That's what we needed.
Good.
For some reason, I thought it was 63. So I'm glad that you were here.
Yeah, well, he's been arrested 3 more times.
Yeah. That's it.
So you have $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet, Sonia. We appreciate you listening. Hang on.
Hi, thank you.
Jay's going to get you jam up and jelly type. Brian, we got a winner, but we want to thank you for calling.
Thank you. Got time to go to work.
All righty. Have a good day. And Kelly, we appreciate the effort. Try again tomorrow.
I will. Thank you.
Such nice listeners.
We're the best.
7:41.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
So things are fine today and tomorrow and Thursday. Today is some clouds early, give way to lots of sun. A little breezy, temperature around 60 for high. We're down to freezing tonight, low 32. Sunshine, nice tomorrow, low to mid-60s. Thursday, we're in the upper 60s. We're dry, increasing clouds. Friday, risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday. That's not severe, low 70s. But the situation that we've been talking about is Saturday. So now the Weather Service has gone up to an enhanced risk. So on a 5 level, that's level 3 for Saturday. And just about any time Saturday, in fact, they have a very broad timeline. It starts in the morning. It goes into the early evening. With the threat of damaging wind gusts 70 miles an hour or higher and maybe some tornadoes. So, you know, when it's 4 days away and they're talking about that kind of risk level, it gets our attention. Yeah, so all I want you to do is just think about your planning for Saturday. That's all I'm asking. And download our weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It'll instantly alert you to a watcher warning. Right now this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, a little westerly breeze at 10 miles per hour. We're at 53 at 743.
All right, we got Fox Business. Animal stories up next a little bit later on. Today's Conundrum. That'll get you a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, and you can try that word that we discussed on TV this morning. I have nothing against it.
Which particular one?
Curd.
Oh, curd.
Of course, it also comes up in a different spelling in a different context.
Yeah. Well, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Cheese curds, unfried, they're kind of squeaky when you eat them. There's a little squeak, but the fried cheese curds are fantastic. God,
7:43, here's Fox Business.
You're Travolta, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tesla delivered its first made-in-China cars to the public today. It's now producing about 1,000 cars a week at its Shanghai plant. Tesla eventually plans to build 500,000 cars a year in Shanghai. Tesla shares rose to a record yesterday, topping $451, and they are higher this morning. Volvo says its sales of sport utility vehicles rose to a record last year for the sixth consecutive year. Its sales were up 9.8%. General Motors says its sales in China dropped about 15% last year from 2018. GM believes the market downturn there will continue this year. Ford's U.S. sales declined about 3% last year. Truck sales increased, but SUV and sedan sales declined. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests in a Monday morning homicide. Montgomery police say 19-year-old Eric Johnson was found shot inside a car that had crashed in the 700 block of Coliseum Boulevard yesterday morning. Police believe the shooting happened near the site of the accident. Department of Corrections officials arrest 4 people on drug charges during visitation at Elmore Correctional Facility. Authorities say the drugs were found during pat-downs and vehicle searches during the visitation period. All 4 are now being held in the Elmore County Jail. And a U.S. soldier who trained at Fort Rucker is among 3 people killed in an attack on a military base in Kenya. The family of Henry Mayfield Jr. of Hazelcrest, Illinois, confirmed his death. The 23-year-old held the rank of Army Specialist. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV at 747. It's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Wolfman, take us to the vocal. Not bad timing.
Yeah, pretty close.
This song would make a great song to play out of a break.
Yeah, every break. Every break. All right.
It was a good topic yesterday afternoon, by the way.
Our top story. Yeah, it was.
It was a great topic.
And we used Rich's jingle.
Yeah, to come out of everything.
Songs, yeah. A farmer in North Carolina has a chicken that can laugh.
Okay.
Would you like to hear some proof?
Well, sure, of course.
The joke there, I won't say.
He posted a clip where he tells the chicken a joke.
Why the chicken crossed the road? Is that the joke? Oh, great.
So let's meet this incredibly talented chicken.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side.
Apparently hadn't heard it.
Thank you. I thought it was kind of funny. All right, the joke wasn't that funny. I mean, it was a good joke, but it wasn't that funny. But thank you for the support.
Wonder if it works a second time.
I hope that chicken gets a Nielsen diary. Love this show.
Yeah, right.
Update, Waterloo, Iowa. Man says that he's bonded with a coyote named Drifter after the animal was left behind by his family in an old shed on the Stokes property. A neighbor spotted the animal wandering around the area in October and called animal control. Now Matt Stokes is fighting to get Drifter back.
Mm.
Though it's illegal to have a pet coyote in Iowa, he's hired an attorney in an effort to get the animal back as an emotional support animal. It helps him with his depression and anxiety. The director of the animal sanctuary where the animal is being held said Drifter is not an emotional support animal. This is a wild coyote that he took out of the wild and domesticated. They hope to release Drifter back into the wild, so there will be further updates on this story.
Well, okay. I hope to hear the best about Drifter.
And you might want to call this the $20 million boar, B-O-A-R. Yoenis Cespedes.
That's the name of the boar?
No, that's the name of the New York Mets baseball player who was injured by a wild boar he had on his ranch. He had lied to the team about it. The team took him, because he's missed a ton of playing time, right? Took him to a grievance saying, we're not going to pay you the money we owe. He ended up settling. Instead of making $30 million a year, he'll have to scrape by on a paltry $10 million.
Well, how are you going to live? How do you live on that?
Coupons. There's got to be a way. It is 7:50.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Did you know that I actually took real estate school in Florida and passed?
Yeah.
And never got
really?
My license.
Oh, you never did the license bit.
Yeah.
Why'd you take it and not get a license? Why did you go through all that and then not get a license?
You know, actually, I was probably just not in a great mental state to take the test.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Passed the course with flying colors. Here is Bruce from Titus.
Hey, bro. Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to check on Hershey and Richie's puppy.
Go ahead. Tell us about Hershey.
All right, Manch Dewini has, they took a tumor out of him, and they had to deep stitch the little boy in the back end, which was tough. But he's bounced back really well. He's able to jump and do just like he always had, so... But, you know, he's 13 and
was
a half.
Was it benign, Greg?
Yeah, the pathology on that tumor was benign.
Oh, right.
But
great,
he's 13 great. And a half, so we're just enjoying and loving every day that we have.
Right. I have a pup. I have a Pekingese that's the same age as Hershey.
And then, so,
you know, I value each day that I have it, you know.
Oh, exactly. And that's what I was just going to say. On December 26th, after a day in ICU, since then, we now are on day 11, knock on wood, of good health and smiles and wagging tail. And even though the doctors have given us a very bad prognosis, every day is a gift. And that's the way we look at it, each day. So thanks for asking.
Right.
And here's to all three of us enjoying many more days with our babies. Thanks so much for the call.
Okay.
All righty. Next up,
Mr. Sandman.
Hershey recommends Mr. Sandman mattresses, by the way. He likes all three that we have in our house.
Hey, my dog sleeps on a Mr. Sandman mattress as well.
We should do that. You know, Bailey. We sold a lot of mattresses. We just dedicated the commercial to better sleep for your pets.
That's right.
Absolutely. People will do more for their pets than they will for their kids sometimes. But that's all. We do have a great mattress sale going on. This time of the year, some of the factories are changing out their lineups, and I've got to replace my current stuff with new stuff. And my problem is I'm a stocking dealer, which means I have two warehouses packed full of mattresses. And when they decide they're going to change out, especially the models that I sell a lot of, I may have 10 or 15 sets of it up in a warehouse, and I've got to get rid of them. And the only way to do that is to cut my prices. I offer all you people out there a great value, and hope you'll come in and see me. We have mattresses in twin, full, queen, king, twin extra longs. If you need to replace your adjustable bed mattresses, we've got a lot of good extra long mattresses in twin on sale. So headboards, beds, pillows. We're a stocking dealer. You can come in today and have a mattress today. You don't have to wait for it to ship from somewhere or come out of, you know. A lot of the stores in town don't even stock any mattresses. They come from out of town. You can't even pick them up. You have to have them delivered and pay a delivery fee. But we have them. If you want to pick them up today, come see us. We've got every size you need. Even probably have one or two California Kings around. Don't do many of those anymore, but come see us on the Atlanta Highway. We've got a sale going on. It's a New Year's sale. And I know that's a fancy term for I got to get rid of stuff. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. We have two showrooms, and each showroom has a completely different inventory. So if you don't see what you really want in the first showroom, go to the next showroom. I'm sure we'll have something for you.
Absolutely.
From 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all later. Oh, hey, Jay, I'll see you in a little while.
Oh, okay. See you soon.
Okay.
In the building. I'm the first, you know, when I was brand new here and had only been, you know, like a week and I'd starting to hear certain things and names.
Right.
Mr. Sandman was the first local celebrity I met here in the building. back in years ago than I care to remember.
Just a great guy when you run into him in the hall. Just as nice as
he is. He's every bit.
Dude still plays basketball.
What you hear on the radio is what you get in person. Yep. He's just a super guy. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting factual oddity. Did you know, sorry, Jay. If you made $5,000 a day, every day since Columbus arrived in America,
1492,
you would still not have $1 billion. There's something you can kick around the office water cooler a little bit later.
Well, that's
today.
Just disappointing.
I know. Damn, what am I going to do?
How much would you have, though? Does it say?
No.
All right, so let me do some math here.
You're real good with math.
What is the...
You would get there in 2040, so you'd be close.
So let me... Hang on. So this was since when?
1492.
When Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah, so that would be, what, October something of 92? And you said how much per...
$5,000 a day.
$5,000 a day?
A day.
Good God.
That's Rich Thomas money.
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
How many days since... The year 1492. Jeez, I don't know if I can fit. Oh my God. That's to January 7th, so hang on.
I would imagine right now you'd be in the $900 million mark if a billion comes in 2040.
What was your number again?
2040, you'd hit a billion.
No, I mean, what was your guess you just said?
Oh, about $900 million.
You're very, very, well, you're very close. It's on the higher end of that. You would have $962,445,000.
Wow. If you just live 20 more years, you'd get that $1 billion.
Yeah, but after taxes.
Well, that's true. That's the government. We've got a fresh edition of Fox News coming up and a conundrum. Something about something that 1 in 10 of us have.
Uh-huh.
In our automobiles.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Give that some thought. We'll start taking calls after 8.
Burrow owl.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Listen up. Got a bunch of stuff to tell you about. Troy Highway at Jenkins Lane. They are still working that accident on the Troy Highway. It's just past Sweet Creek Farm Market and Pike Road Village inbound to Montgomery. Use caution there. I-85 on the ramp to Mulberry Street. We've got a minor accident there. Use caution if you're getting off at Mulberry Street.